Jeanette Powell isn't a Liberal, but she's, of course, the Nationals member for Shepparton. Jeanette Powell, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph.
Why do you understand Ted Bailey resigned yesterday?
Well, I'm not aware of why he resigned. It was a surprise to me, and as I think it would have been a surprise to anybody. So we found out after the meeting that the Liberals had, and it's very sad. He was a very good Premier and a man of great integrity. But we will work really well with Dennis Knapfein. He's a man that really loves country Victoria, and I know that he's been here a number of times, and I look forward to working with him.
Do you think the public should be told why Ted Bailey resigned and why there is now a new Premier in Victoria?
I think Ted will probably make those decisions himself. The questions will be asked of him, and he will give those responses, and I'll respect that response.
Dennis Knapfein is now the leader of the coalition, which means both Liberals and Nationals. You're a member of the National Party. Have you been told?
We haven't asked yet. We now
you
know.
You haven't asked?
Well, what I'm saying to you is that Dennis Knapfein was announced as the new Premier, and we're really delighted to have Dennis as the new Premier, and I know that we'll work really well with him, as the Nationals in the coalition will work with the Premier of Victoria.
Are you seriously saying the National Party hasn't asked why Ted Bailey, the former Premier, resigned?
No, I'm saying I haven't.
Are you going to?
Well, I will hear what Ted says. I mean, obviously, Ted will be asked those questions, and he will respond. He has made those decisions, obviously, in the best interests of Victoria and in the best interests of his family, and I'm sure his family would support whatever decision he has made.
Does it matter to you?
It matters as far as I just hope that he is comfortable with his decision. I know that he has governed exceptionally well. He is a man of strong integrity. He's a decent man. He's an honest man. And the decision he made is a decision he has made, given all the thoughts that he needs to about how this will affect his family and how this will affect Victoria.
Nationals leader and Police Minister Peter Ryan is also linked to the controversy surrounding the Western tapes and questions over the undermining of former Police Commissioner Simon Overland. Is Peter Ryan's leadership safe?
Peter Ryan's leadership is safe. There is no doubt that he has the support of the National Party team. Absolutely no doubt at all.
There's in no way a possibility that Ted Bailey's resignation threatens the position of Peter Ryan by extension?
What I'm saying to you is the Nationals team completely support Peter Ryan as our leader and will continue to do so. He is a man of great integrity, and he also is a man that's decent and honest, and we'll continue to support him.
What does this destabilising at the coalition's leadership mean for the coalition in Victoria? Is it still rock solid?
Yes, it is. And Dennis is a very strong supporter of Country Victoria. As I said before, he is from Country Victoria. We now have a Premier and a Deputy Premier that are from Country Victoria. That is fantastic news for rural and regional Victoria. And Dennis was in Shepparton not so long ago, about 3 or 4 weeks ago at the Shepparton Cup, and wandered around the racetrack and spoke to people. And he's a very, very easy man to speak to. He is a man of the people. He enjoys going out into and meeting people, and that's part of his strength, and we'll have a great partnership with him.
One last question, Jeanette Powell. Have we got a new Premier in Victoria essentially because Jeff Shaw moved to the crossbenches?
I'm not sure. I'm a member of the Nationals, and obviously the Premier's made his decision, as I said, with deep thought. He would not have made this decision lightly. He would have given it great thought, because he did enjoy being Premier. He does love Victoria, and he did love the job. So the decision he made would have been in the best interests of Victoria and in the best interests of his family.
Jeanette Powell, thank you very much for your time.